At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast. We come to you every Wednesday. The pod is back. Took a couple weeks off. Took a much needed holiday last week. I've been in Europe. This is week four on the road for me. So, and I am at the Open Championship, Hoylake, for the last major of the year. And what are we going to get? John Rahm wins the Masters. We have Brooks Koepka winning the PGA. Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open, and now Hoylake, who is going to lift the claret jug. Defending champion is Cam Smith. Cam won recently about a week ago on LIV, and Rory McIlroy won on Sunday at the Scottish Open. So they were the two that were fighting down the stretch at St. Andrews last year. They're both coming in here in fantastic form. Are they going to make a run? I think obviously everyone is expecting Rory McIlroy to make a run. He won here in 2014. He comes off of winning the Scottish Open, and he got it done. I think the way that he won the Scottish Open, very, very windy, links style golf course, which, believe it or not, hasn't always suited Rory's game. When he did win in 2014, obviously it wasn't the kind of classic Open Championship conditions, but he got it done. I thought it was a really big win for him, coming off the way he played at the U.S. Open, and I think Rory's got a point to prove. I think with everything that's happened over the last year, all the stuff that happened with LIV, the current situation with where we are today, which if you can tell me where we are today in professional golf, you know more than I do, because I still think we're a lot in the dark as to what actually is going to happen. But I definitely think Rory comes in here playing some, you know, amazing golf. And I had a ringside seat. I was down at the LIV tournament and watched Cam Smith. He shot 63 one day and hit 9 greens. His short game, but the way he putts the golf ball, I just don't know if you can find someone that putts the ball better than him right now. He is a pure putter. Very similar to the runs that we've seen Jordan Spieth get on. Cam has this amazing ability to make 25, 30 footers when he needs to. Sometimes it's for birdie, sometimes it's for par. And I think because he putts so well, it kind of overshadows how just ridiculous his short game is, which is it's pretty dirty. His short game is unbelievable. He played a practice round. So yesterday, Tuesday, played a 9-hole practice round. It was Brooks Koepka, the Ryder Cup captain, Zach Johnson, and then Adam Scott and Cam Smith. And I got to walk 9 holes, got to watch Cam. And I talked to him a little bit about his putting. And I think it's something that anytime you're around someone that does something so well, I want to try and ask them as much as I can about how they do it, why they do it. And I've heard Cam before talk about how he doesn't have a lot of mechanics, but his coach, Grant Field, who I had on the pod about month and a half ago, if you haven't had a chance to check that one out, it's fantastic. But Cam kind of does the same thing every time when he warms up. He uses a putting mirror for his eye line. But in talking to Grant, one of the things that he works really, really hard on is aiming the putter and consistently aiming the putter for the line that he's choosing. Yeah, so obviously everyone listening is going to say, yeah, I mean, of course you can be a good putter if you aim the putter. But ask yourself how diligent and how constant you focus on aiming the putter. I think a lot of people are worried about their stroke. They're worried about the mechanics of their stroke. But you've got one of the best putters on the planet and one of the best putters I've ever seen. And he doesn't really have any mechanical thoughts. And he focuses a lot on aiming the putter consistently. But I think we were on the 6th or 7th green yesterday, and I said to him, he was, you know, hitting some putts, and I said, well, you know, what do you think about when you putt? And he said, I don't really think that much, but what I do think about a lot is the speed that the ball is going to go in the hole. And again, that's another kind of comment that sounds like a throwaway comment. Oh yeah, obviously the speed at which the ball goes in the hole is important. But for a guy like Cam, I mean, he's focusing on aiming the putter consistently, and he's focusing on the speed at which the ball is going in the hole. He said that he likes to pick out a spot and kind of putt to that kind of general area of where that spot is. But when you watch his stroke, he definitely doesn't have that long follow through that I see a lot of players struggle with. There is definitely a hit. It's something that my dad believes very, very strongly in. I think Tiger Woods, who's one of the greatest pure putters of all time as well, there is a definite hit. And I think if you're struggling with your putter, one of the thoughts that you could use is creating a consistent collision between the club and the ball, how you strike the golf ball when you putt. And Cam hits a lot of really good putts, as all great putters do. And one of the other things that my dad always says about great putters is their putts have the go-in look. Cam's putts always have the go-in look. They always look like they're going in. So I think he comes into this week as defending champion on good form, having just won. He knows how to get it done. He knows what it takes to win a major championship, and he knows what it takes to win a Claret Jug. As I mentioned, Rory comes back 2014. He won here 17 under. Ricky Fowler finished 15 under in 2014. Ricky just coming off, I think, one of the most important wins of his career. He'd gone 3 years without a win. He gets the job done a couple weeks ago at Rocket Mortgage in Detroit. And I think that was a huge, huge win. He's finished second here before. Does Ricky now find some form in the major championships? But I think Rory will come here with a lot of self-belief. He'll obviously come back here knowing that he has won here before and lifted a Claret Jug. I think I wouldn't say it's the difficulty, but the constant theme with Rory McIlroy is he won 2 majors in 2014. He won here at Hoylake, and then he won the PGA at Valhalla. And I've said this before on the pod, I've said this before in interviews, if someone told you in 2014 that in 2023, when we came back to Hoylake, that Brooks Koepka would have more majors than Rory McIlroy, I think people would be surprised. I don't say that because I coach Brooks Koepka. I say that because to me, that's a testament to the greatness of Rory McIlroy. I think most people in 2014, when he won here at Hoya Lake, I think most people would have, they never would have believed that he didn't win double-digit majors by now. That's how prolific his talent is. That's how dominant Rory can be. But it has been 9 years since he's won a major championship. And I don't think it's a question of if Rory McIlroy is going to win another major. I think it's a question of when. But when that happens, I think it's important. I think the longer he goes without, if he goes another cycle this year in 2023, with everything that's been going on, with everything that he volunteered for with the PGA Tour, with everything that the PGA Tour asked him to do. I think it's interesting that no press conference at the US Open. I don't think he had a press conference at Hartford. There was no press conference last week at the Scottish Open. And I don't think he's done a press conference yet here at the Open Championship. Now, for someone that has been a very, very vocal spokesperson for the PGA Tour, I think it's interesting that someone that has been the most vocal person in the game has chosen not to do press conferences. I don't know what to read into that. Rory said at Hartford he was just going to get back to playing golf, didn't want to answer a lot of the live questions that he was constantly getting asked, and then in Scotland last week said if LIV was the only tour that he was going to play on, he'd retire. So I think the longer Rory goes without winning another major, the louder the drums are going to beat. And I think he is 100% one of the favorites this week. I think you can tell that he feels like he is out to prove something. He's out to prove that he is Rory McIlroy. And I also think that in his mind, Rory sees himself as kind of the leader of the PGA Tour. And if he wins, and if he wins major championships, I think he, this is just my opinion, but I think he thinks that's a win for his cause, which is the PGA Tour. But I think he will come in this week with a lot of buzz. I think he's, obviously, Golf Channel, all the people on social media, they're gonna paint him as the favorite, and I think you can make an argument for that. So I want to thank our partners at Rapsodo. If you've been listening since the beginning, you know I'm a massive fan of Rapsodo's mobile launch monitors. They're easy to use, extremely portable, and provide the same metrics competitors do for a fraction of the price. I've talked a lot about the MLM Pro, which I still love. And they've done it again with the recently released MLM 2 Pro. I've been using this launch monitor for a while now. I really, really like it. Here's what you're going to get. Two integrated cameras and a Doppler radar. Up to three different ways to view your swing. 30,000 courses to play in the MLM 2 Pro app, as well as integration with third-party simulation software partners such as Awesome Golf and E6. Indoor and outdoor use, measured spin and spin access with the Callaway RPT ball. A sleeve is included with your purchase, and it's only $699.99. The best part is they're giving Son of a Butch listeners an exclusive discount. You can use the code CH3 on rapsodo.com for $70 off your purchase of the MLM 2 Pro, and they'll throw in a free dozen of the RPT balls to measure spin. You'll also get your first year of premium membership free. Again, that's code CH3 at rapsodo.com for $70 off the MLM 2 Pro, a year of premium membership, and a dozen RPT golf balls. I was here in 2014, and I wanted to share an interesting story. It was funny. We went out yesterday and played a practice round, and we were waiting for the group in front of us to go off on the first hole. And Adam Scott was there, and Brooks was there, and Scotty and Brooks were there first. And they said, "Hey, you want to play?" And Scotty said, "Yeah, I've got Cam Smith to to join us. And I was like, Brooks was like, cool. And then Zach Johnson joined, who's the Ryder Cup captain. I think a lot of people read into that yesterday. That wasn't by design. I was walking up to the first tee, and Zach Johnson was walking along beside me, and he came up and he said, "Are you guys going out? Is Brooks going out?" I said, "Yeah, he's going out right now." And he's like, "Oh, cool. I'll join up." I thought it was really good. There were a lot of really good conversations. They talked a lot about the Ryder Cup. They talked a lot about the selection, which I think you'll all be hearing more about as we get closer to the Ryder Cup. But I think it was really important. Zach made a comment that the Ryder Cup is the Ryder Cup. It's not the PGA Tour Ryder Cup. It's the Ryder Cup. And he wanted the best players from the United States playing on that team. So whatever side you're on of this live PGA Tour debate, you're going to see, I'm pretty positive, you're going to see Brooks Koepka on this team. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see on the American side, if you saw another live player. There are a lot of people listening that won't like that. But unless they change the rules, Brooks Koepka most likely is qualified for that team. And I think Zach is going to look at other players and how they are playing. And if that player is playing on live, it seemed to me that Zach didn't seem to be against picking players that are playing well, regardless of where they're playing. So, but in 2014, I was working with Ernie Els at the time and had set up for Ernie Els to play a practice round with Brooks. And, you know, Ernie was a big star at the time, had won his fourth major in 2012, up at Muirfield, and he was a four-time major champion. And anytime that I could get Brooks out with a guy like Ernie Els, it was a great learning experience for Brooks. My dad used to do that for Tiger Woods when he was growing up, when he was younger and qualifying for all these majors. He'd set up for him to play with Greg Norman. He'd set up for him to play with Seve Ballesteros. He'd set up for him to play with Raymond Floyd, some of the old school, old guard guys. And that's one of the ways I think Tiger learned. He learned how the greats of the past did things. And I think it was a huge part of Tiger's learning curve. That was something that was really important for me at that early stage of Brooks's career. But obviously Brooks idolizes, like everybody does, they idolize Tiger Woods. But Brooks's real idol and he had a serious man crush on him and still a little bit does today, was Adam Scott. I mean, Scotty has always been, you know, the golf swing, the way that Adam carries himself, the professionalism. Adam is a very, very classy, classy player. And he's a classy person both on and off the golf course. So I knew that Adam was going to join us for that practice round, but I didn't tell Brooks. And it was so funny that day back in 2014, Adam walked onto he was walking towards the first tee, and Brooks was like, "Is Scotty joining us?" And I was like, "Yeah, Scotty's joining us in the group." And he was pretty nervous. Adam had never met him. And I asked Brooks and I asked Adam yesterday, who was the fourth in the group? And I'm drawing a blank. They're drawing a blank. I'm sure it'll come back to me at some point. But they played a match. And Ernie said, "What's the teams?" And Scotty said, "Well, I'll take Brooks." And so it was raining. It was blowing. Adam had Stevie Williams on the bag. And so everybody got up. First hole is a little dogleg from right to left. I mean, one of the things about Hoylake is it favors long hitters and it favors people that can drive the golf ball. And you're going to need to drive the golf ball well this week if you're going to have a chance to win, because you can get it in a bunker up against a face and you're looking at making double. You can hit it offline, get a bad lie, hit it in a gorse bush, hit it in, you know, the thick, thick rough, and you're staring double bogey in the face. So everybody gets up and hits. Ernie gets up and hits. Adam, the other player, it's driving me crazy. I can't remember who this is. And then Brooks got up and just absolutely hammered a drive. If I remember correctly, not everybody hit their best drive on that first hole back in 2014, but Brooks stood up and just hit a hammer fade, and we were walking down the fairway, and Stevie Williams looked at me and he said, "Where's this kid play?" I said, "Well, he's just finished fourth in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst that Martin Keimer won. He was on the Challenge Tour, and you know he's playing, you know, half in Europe, half in the States." And Stevie said, "Man, that sound with the driver, that's a different sound." And I think Brooks knocked it stiff on the first hole, birdied the first hole, and Scotty said, "Well, that's my partner." And you could just see that Brooks was some of the nervousness that he had. But they, I think the rain really came in that day, and I think what we played, one, two, three, four. I think we played about five, six holes. And Brooks never missed a shot. And it was blowing 20, and it was raining sideways. And there was a par five, I want to say six maybe, and straight into the wind, Brooks hammered a drive, and he hit this low bullet stinger, 3-2-iron underneath the wind, got it up on the front edge, and Stevie Williams, who, you know, caddied for Tiger for all of his major championships, just said, the majority of them, except the one in 2019, just said, "Man, that's different." And in later years, Stevie went on to write an article, you know, got asked about, you know, good players. And he said, you know, the quality of strike that he saw Brooks Koepka at a very, very young age. And I think it was, you know, really interesting, you know, coming back, you know, we talked about that practice round in 2014 a lot yesterday when we were in the practice round with Adam Scott. And we were talking about, you know, just, I was talking with Scotty about how crazy things have become and how everyone's lives have changed and where everybody was in 2014 versus where they are in 2023. And it was pretty special. I mean, it was a proud moment for me in looking at, you know, that was right at the beginning. I think I was 2 years in and working with Brooks, and to think that, you know, almost a decade later, he's got five majors and has done all the things that he's done and gotten to number one in the world. And you don't get those moments often in life, those moments to kind of reflect. And Scotty and I talked a lot about it yesterday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You couldn't talk about Hoylake without 2006. I was here for that Open Championship as well. Tiger Woods won 18 under. Hit one driver the entire week. It's one of the hottest major championships that I've ever been to. It was a absolute heat wave here outside of Liverpool. There were no fans to be bought. Everyone was, there's not a lot of air conditioning in the houses that everyone was staying in the hotels. And it was a heat wave. It was in the mid-90s every day. The golf course was like concrete. It was the fairways were like runways. The balls were bouncing. The balls were rolling. And it was ridiculously hot. There wasn't a tremendous amount of wind. And other than the first day, for the last three rounds, Tiger, if I remember correctly, I don't think Tiger, he hit one driver all week, and I think it was in the first round. So for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he never hit a driver. He He basically just hit a lot of stingers, a lot of irons. The ball was going miles. And in 2006, I mean, that was when Tiger Woods was, you know, head and shoulders above the rest. He was in full kind of old school Tiger mode. He was working with Hank Haney at that time. His win percentage was through the roof. And it was not long after his father died. And I think everybody remembers Tiger on the last hole when he putted out, kind of, you know, collapsing in Stevie Williams' arms and, you know, crying his eyes out because it was the first major championship that he was going to win without his father being able to see it. And I think it showed a very, very human side of Tiger that, you know, not a lot of people have ever really gotten to see. So 2006, Tiger Woods, 18 under. 2014, Rory McIlroy, 17 under. I mean, we went out today. I was in a practice round today, Wednesday. It was Brooks, DJ, and Gary Woodland, and it was raining when we teed off. And, you know, I thought maybe they would play only nine holes, but everybody said, listen, we're probably going to have to play in the rain unless it's lightning. They don't really stop play at the Open Championship unless it's really, really high winds. These are link style golf courses, so there's no water that's going to collect on any of these greens because they're, you know, they're so sandy. And that's one of the great things about Lynx golf. But it was windy today. It was really windy yesterday afternoon for the practice round that I walked and then walked 18 today. And it rained pretty much nonstop. Not torrential rain, but the umbrellas were up, just a steady, that kind of Open Championship rain that we've seen in the past where, you know, the telecast comes on and the conditions aren't good and everybody knows the conditions aren't going to be good. So the caddies in the group, Butchie, who caddies for Gary Woodland, Ricky Elliott, who caddies for Brooks, and then Austin Johnson, AJ, who caddies for DJ, they were talking about where the wind was. They were talking about, you know, with their respective players. A lot of it was what were the carry numbers to the bunkers, what were short numbers to the bunkers. And that, I've said this before, I love the practice rounds. I love going out and being able to watch the interaction, especially on a difficult day today where the caddies, you know, the caddies are soaked, right? The player takes the umbrella. There's only one umbrella on the bag and the player is going to take it. So I always, in practice rounds, if we're walking around, try and get the umbrella over some of the caddies, and they all said today, don't bother because I'm already soaked and I'm not going to get any drier. So, but it was really, really windy. It was rainy, and this is a difficult golf course. You have to drive the golf ball in play off the tee. Obviously, I think everybody knows that. But when the conditions get really, really tough, when the grips are wet, when it's windy, when the umbrella's up, when the umbrella's down, when the player's trying to get underneath the umbrella to get the club, and the caddies are trying to get the towels, keep the towels dry, it gets dicey out there. And I think you can hit some bad shots just because it's hard to get 100% prepared in the time that you've got because of all of the things that you're trying to do from a playing standpoint. You're trying to get the yardage. You're trying to keep the clubs clean. It's raining. You're trying to keep the umbrella up. So I think that's one of the difficulties in playing in this. But I don't think it's going to be warm enough over the next 4 days for there to be really any lightning. And so they are going to play. And they are going to play through whatever the conditions that are out there are out there. So I think the forecast, as always, is late, early the break, or is early, late the break. You'd never know. And I think out of all of the major championships, this one can somewhat be down, not so much to luck, but based off of if there is severe weather, there is probably going to be one morning or one afternoon where the weather is better, where the front is blowing in the afternoon, or the front blew out in the afternoon. I'm looking outside right now, and it's not raining. It doesn't look very windy. So today would have been an example of a day to where it rained pretty much nonstop until, we went out to hit balls and it just started, DJ just started to hit balls right around 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. And halfway through that, he was teeing off with the guys around 11. And really about halfway through that warm-up, it basically just started to rain. So the umbrella went up. And it basically rained from about 11, until they teed off at 11, and it rained solid until we got to around the 14th, 15th hole. We finished right around 3 o'clock this afternoon. So there's an example of, let's say you teed off late. Let's say you're one of the afternoon players. The guys in the morning are just going to stay and play in constant, steady rain. And the guys in the afternoon might get conditions to where the rain stops, the wind dies down, and the golf course then becomes wet and it becomes somewhat gettable to where there's pins that you could go at that maybe you couldn't go at in the morning. I think a lot of trying to aim for the center of these greens, not worrying about where the flag is. And then there's some quirky things about this. The third hole, all the way down the right-hand side, there's basically directly off the right side of the freeway, there's internal out of bounds. So if you block a tee shot at all at the third hole, you're re-teeing because it's going to go out of bounds if you hit it to the right. And then do you overcompensate for that and pull it left? And then you get out very much like a Lynx golf course. This golf course starts right by the clubhouse, goes all the way out to the 10th hole, and then 11, you turn back. Are you turning back into the wind? Are you turning back downwind? I think sometimes downwind here at the Open Championship, when the wind really does get up, can be as difficult as into the wind, because you're trying to figure out how that's going to affect. Is it going to knock the ball out of the sky? The greens then start to get really, really firm. So I think it is going to be a very, very good test.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
One of the things that a lot of players and caddies and everyone is talking about is the redesign of the 17th hole. It's a short par three. There have been a couple of people that have made some really, controversial comments. You could make anything there. You could be trying to hit the middle of the green, and if you don't stop it, you could land it on the putting surface. It could roll off, and you could make X. You could make bogey, you could make double, you could make quad. I think we could see people on a short par three. I think you could see some eights, nines, maybe even some double digit numbers because the bunkering is so severe. They've redesigned it to where you're hitting up to a plateau and there is a tremendous amount of runoff area to the right of the 17th hole. There are deep bunkers. There's a big cavernous bunker front left. In talking to the players today, they thought that maybe the left bunker that is greenside might be the play if you're going to miss it. That might be a better up and down. But if you're hitting something and the prevailing wind takes this ball down to the right of the 17th green, do you try and putt it? Do you try and chip it? Do you try and hit it into the bank? And there's not a lot of room on the green. The green has all of these kind of false front. There's a big false front at the front edge. Over the back of the green is dead because it runs off and then runs into some thick, thick Nasty, nasty stuff. Massive fall off to the right-hand side. Left looked a little bit easier of an up and down, but depending on where they put the pins, it's going to be very, very difficult. I think it's going to be controversial. I've heard some players, some caddies that say, listen, you could have a 1-2 shot lead and make a 7 and lose the tournament on one hole. A lot of players are liking it to the 17th hole at TPC, meaning that it comes very, very late in the round. It's a short iron. You're probably only going to be hitting regular conditions. I think today it was right around 140 yards. So guys are chipping wedges. But if the wind gets up, you're going to have to make a full swing to an elevated green to where you can't really see a lot. And will the 17th hole, which has been redesigned, will that play a big role in the outcome of this tournament? I think time will tell. But this is one of my favorite of the majors. It is a true open. I love the fact that you've got so many players here from so many different countries. It's a good one. And, you know, I was lucky enough to work with Ernie Els in 2012. And I got to catch up with Ernie. He plays on the Champions Tour now. Even though we live in Jupiter, live in the same place, I don't really get to see Ernie that often. And normally over the last 4 or 5 years, it's always around the Open Championship. So I saw him yesterday. It was great. Got to give him a big hug. And, you know, we talked about, you know, that Open Championship that he won in 2012 and how special that was. And he made, so funny, he made a comment and he swore and he said, man, Brooks has got one more major than I do and he's got 5 and I've only got 4. And you can tell it pisses Ernie off. He's a great champion. Obviously, he's happy for Brooks. But, you know, I love that about Ernie, the competitive spirit. But it was great to catch up with Ernie. He's such a great champion. He's won a claret jug twice, 2-time U.S. Open champion and a 2-time Open champion. So it was great to catch up with him. And like I said, this is one of my favorite tournaments of the year. I'm a little biased as a coach. It was the first major championship that I was a part of on the winning side when Ernie won here or won at Royal Lytham in 2012. So the Open Championship is always very special for me. I prefer it when it's in Scotland, which that's controversial. That's controversial. But I think we're going to have a great tournament. And like I said earlier, this is my 3rd one that I've been to at Hoylake. And I saw some great golf when Tiger Woods won. There was some amazing golf when Rory McIlroy won in 2014. Does Rory get to 5? Does he get to 5 majors? Does he end the major season this year with the major that everybody wants him to win? He wants to win it. The fans want him to win it. The PGA Tour definitely wants him to win it. And I think we're in for a great week. Always, 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 this major championship more than any will throw up maybe not an unknown, but maybe not a household name, not a superstar that will be on the leaderboard deep into Sunday. And is it a Cinderella story? Does someone come out of nowhere like Todd Hamilton did at Troon in 2004, I believe? Or do we get the usual cast of characters? But I think there are a lot of players playing really, really well right now. And if the last 3 majors are anything to go by, I think we've had a fantastic major season here in 2023. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And so I hope all of you are going to be watching. Get up early if you're in the States. If you're in the UK, the great thing about being over here in the UK is Sky Sports does an amazing job covering this. You turn on the TV at 6 o'clock in the morning, they show the first shot and the last shot hold. So it'll be on all day, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be a fantastic major. So the pod is back. I want to thank everyone for listening. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.